A house fire in Chapel Hill late last night resulted in one death. Still not many details available at this time, but Chapel Hill fire crews got a call around 1:30 a.m. about the fire on Rogerson Drive. Crews responded to find a house completely on fire and eventually located one person dead inside. We'll get you more details as they become available. Over to campus now for an update. The Board of Governors was in committee meetings yesterday, and they moved forward on a plan to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at all 17 system schools. The full Board of Governors will not vote on that until next month. We will keep you updated on this story as it continues to develop. Looking to local government now, with a vast amount of capital improvement projects, the town of Chapel Hill is weighing the possibility of another bond referendum to borrow more money for a variety of projects. At its work session on Monday night, the town council weighed whether its members would prefer a bond vote on the ballot this fall or to wait until 2025. It came away with a split decision. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell reports.
The Chapel Hill town staff recommended borrowing $44 million through general obligation bonds to go toward a variety of projects in different categories. Some of the most pressing projects identified by staff included rebuilding or renovating fire stations 3 and 4 in the public safety category, plus funding the town's ongoing ADA transition plan and the final cost discrepancy of the Fordham Side Path project in the streets and sidewalks category. Town Manager Chris Blue told council members bond referendums are an exercise in a government's, quote, shared values but competing interests when it comes to what needs to be prioritized. It will ultimately be up to the elected officials to decide how much to allocate to certain categories and projects. But on Monday, staff said allocations and amounts are not the only elements that must be ironed out. The council must choose between rapidly picking up negotiations to have a bond referendum this fall or waiting until next year. Chapel Hill Business Management Director Amy Olin said waiting until 2025 would give council members more time to determine specific projects and priorities, but would also mean longer waits on those projects getting started. A 2024 referendum would allow for sooner timelines on those projects, and the council could be more general in their funding allocations. But she also said it still cannot be a blanket request.
So again, a little bit of flexibility, but the bond orders and the amounts have to be set, and those are set in stone once those are determined.
And that is May 1st?
That is May 15th.
May 15th.
Okay.
As of Monday, many council members shared they were still determining a preference. Councilmember Camille Berry, however, said a bond referendum on the ballot this year and major projects coming to fruition sooner was most appealing to her.
I was talking with someone the other day, and I was like, we either get to discuss it a lot or we get to the decision faster, which means that I really would like for us to push for 24. I think we can do it.
Chapel Hill Council Member Adam Searing voiced the other end of the spectrum, saying pushing the public's vote until 2025 would give the council more time to align on priorities. He said resident comments from the past election cycle indicated community members may want other projects than the staff's recommendations, and it would give the town more time to communicate what people are voting for.
I don't feel comfortable pushing forward immediately. I think it's going to be hard to sell. And I think we can do a better job of getting and addressing some of these needs.
Councilmember Paris Miller-Fouché said, though, she believes the community has already expressed its priorities through its election of council members. She argued moving forward with a short-term deadline would help prevent long-term problems facing residents being put off even further.
I think we're just moving with a sense of urgency to address the urgent needs that our community has been communicating to us for a long time. So this isn't by any means to be quick or haphazard in any kind of way.
Still, about half of the council indicated it may prefer to wait or were on the fence, including Mayor Jess Anderson. Anderson said she would support whichever decision the council takes, but that the approaching deadlines would cause intensive discussions in the coming weeks. The mayor also said she sees the debt capacity as just a piece of Chapel Hill's funding options and wants the town to explore every method in order to deliver tangible results.
I think as long as we can continue getting projects out of the ground and meeting our goals, as long as we can get a fire station moving, as long as we can get our LIHTC projects going, as long as we can start doing greenways, then I don't feel a need to rush to do a bond this year because we can still do stuff.
Town Manager Chris Blue said the council's feedback on Monday will allow him and the staff to dig further into specifying what's necessary for both the 2024 and 25 options for a bond referendum. You can find more details on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Keeping it with local government now, the Orange County manager Bonnie Hammersley has announced her retirement. This comes after 30 years in local government. She's been county manager since 2014. Here's chair of the county commissioners, James Etta Bedford, on Hammersley's legacy and what comes next for the county.
You know, we wish her well. She's really done a great job with the county. We're in a good place. I'm glad she's staying with us to get through this budget season. And then we'll have to think on, I'm a slow thinker, I have to think on these things and consult with our board about what next steps we'd like to take. You have options to appoint an interim, do a search, not do a search, appoint some other agent of the county. We do have some flexibility there.
James Etta Bedford speaking there. You can find our full conversation in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Down to Chatham County now, where multiple outlets are reporting electric vehicle maker VinFast is scaling down its plans for a manufacturing plant near Moncure. Company has revised its plans for the building, making it 20% smaller than originally planned. They say there will be no change to the number of expected new jobs, but fallout is already coming. The News and Observer reporting that a lawsuit has been filed against the car maker by shareholders. Time now for sports, and let's start that conversation talking UNC softball as they got a pretty valuable road win yesterday. Pitchers duel, but they were able to outlast Liberty 2-1. They'll be back home this weekend. They've got Louisville in town starting tomorrow. Not a lot of teams playing right now, in fact. We've got one team playing right now. And it's a big win, though. Number 15 UNC women's lacrosse hosting number 25 Duke. And this is the last match of the season. Tar Heels currently holding a 9-7 advantage, and we're just underway in the third. So we'll keep you updated on that as we progress through the afternoon. Durham Bulls were also set to have a 3 o'clock first pitch up in Worcester today, but that has been postponed. Elsewhere in sports, we got more Diamond action coming your way on these very airwaves as the Diamond Heels will be back in action. It's going to start at 7 o'clock as they've got NC State. They'll be on the road at NC State. 3-game series, but it does get started tonight at 7. You can hear it right here on 97.9 The Hill. Also coming up this weekend, we've got UNC football with the spring game in Keenan Stadium. It's going to be Saturday afternoon. Game's going to give Tar Heel fans a last look at the team before they break for the break. And it won't hold any of them activities again until preseason practices begin in July and August. While some programs have begun to move away from holding spring games, UNC head coach Mack Brown still thinks they have value. Here's what he said earlier this year.
The actual game, from my standpoint, is to give Connor Harrell and Max Johnson another chance to compete in front of a crowd with this team that they've got. And you have to figure out what that means. Some people have a draft. And if you do that, you don't look very good because you don't have people playing together. I've never liked that. I want you to play with who you're going to play with and get better, because it's people say, well, they didn't do anything in the spring game. A lot of times you don't want to show new stuff. But the second thing is you want to have a practice. You want to get better. You only have 15 and 12 of them are in pads. So that's why people are saying, do we have a chance to waste a day for fans when we're not going to show them anything? So most fans walk out of a spring game pissed. You know, God, they looked awful. Well, it's not going to show a whole lot, man. So, but you would like to have Jordan Shipp in front of a crowd before he plays at Minnesota. You would like to have Alex Taylor, Javaris Green. You would like to have the, you'd like to see your running backs, that new offensive line with some pressure.
UNC football head coach Mack Brown speaking there. Reminder that spring game gets underway at 3 o'clock on Saturday over at Keenan Stadium. Exciting recruiting news now from Tar Heel women's basketball. They got five-star guard Lainey Grant sign a letter of intent to play for UNC and reclassify to enroll at Carolina this summer so she can start playing next season. Grant was just named Virginia's Gatorade Player of the Year, also a three-time All-State first-teamer, and is the all-time Virginia leader in free-throw percentage. So welcome to Chapel Hill, Lainey Grant.